Yeah.
In fact, maybe actually I should do it first,
because they show that the fact that they, you know, they're all separate right there. Okay, now this guy be minimized. It's too be hard to reach for people. Yeah, that's the best reason you can read it without being. What's your first name? How you heard about us?
David.
And then your question, please.
I heard about you from YouTube, and my question is, I filed
your first name. What do I call you? What is your name? I got to call you something. David?
David. Yeah.
And how long ago did you hear about us on YouTube? Recently or a few years ago?
Several months ago.
Very good, my friend. David, what else? Go ahead.
My name is David. I heard about you from YouTube several months ago. And my question is regarding Form 1040. My name is David.
I heard you.
Yes.
You sent an email also, David, right? You have an email, you asked a question. Is that you? Your last name started with the letter B. Is that correct?
Year.
Is that you?
Yes, that's me.
Okay. So, Bobby, I got David. I got Michelle. Send an email. I'll take your question, Michelle. Then I also have a 1040 form from Michael. I'll go over yours, too. Then we got Teresa and Michael. Then I also have David. I'm not sure if it's the same David or not.
Maybe. Yes, I sent the email.
That email too with a letter from the IRS, and also got Elizabeth.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go over all you guys' questions at no charge, up to 10 pages, folks. I'll go over in these weekly freedom hours at free of charge for you. Make sure you let my people know, activists, when they answer your call.
Hello.
To print it up, make sure I have it ready for the call to reveal, okay? So let's see. David got a letter from the IRS. About the 2022 in June of this year that he owes the IRS $42. Yeah, I hear you fine. Yeah. And
okay.
They claim that you owed them $96,004 and you paid them $9,562 and you're $42. Well, it's such a small amount,
right.
Pay them or not pay them. It's not a big deal either way. I don't worry about that. They're not going to come after you for $42. You already paid them almost everything, so you want to pay them, fine. If you don't. No big deal. But you ask about a 2020 tax return. Well, I covered it. That's your question, yeah. You ask me whether you should appeal it. You appeal what, $42? My friend, forget about that $42 thing. You make a lot more money. $42 is too small to go through the legal process. In fact, there is no legal process anyways, in your case.
I know. I want to see if I could get all of the withholdings back.
Nope. You cannot get the withholding back. You got to stop the withholding in the first place, and you can go on our website. You can do it for free. Let me show you. On the right, on the top of the page right, and free yourself from tax withholding. Okay, so go there, and this shows you page how to free yourself of income tax withholding lawfully and safely. In the video, listen to it in detail, carefully. It goes over things in detail. Also, I give you important detailed instruction. You must read, understand, and follow properly, okay? If you don't do it, the risk is on you, but do it properly because we want to make sure you follow the law correctly. And applicable paperwork is right here at the bottom of the page also, okay? So it's all there. So do that. Forget about the past, okay? And that way you don't have to worry about getting your money back. Don't let them take it in the first place. Any other questions, David?
No, that's it.
All right, my friend. Thank you for calling. Let's go to the next call from area code 719. Give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
K Kelly. Heard about you from a friend who was talking about tax truths. And my question is, I saw what you wrote about if you're filling out a 1040 that you are, I guess, confessing it, that you owe them, or you're making the point that you do owe. What's the purpose? Why not just not file if you don't owe, if you're not a, if you properly don't owe any? In other words, you're not involved in a federal, you know, activity. Well, or why can't you fill it out with the other option and just put zeros in there and rebut with the form 4852?
Good question. Pete Henderson and others do that. And sometimes they get their withholding money back. Or we shifted that back in the early 2000 years. And people got their withholding money back. But guess what? IRS got smart. They created a part of the IRS that they call unprocessable returns section. And they tell their people, hey, you see any of these zero returns? Don't process them. Send them over there. Let those guys deal with it, those specialists. And then those guys are trained to look at these and say, nah, you want all those patriots? You want your money back? No, we're going to give it back to you. In fact, we were given a new tool by Congress that we can fine you $5,000 for merely doing this thing and try to file this. You file this frivolous paperwork. Here's no money for you and a $5,000 fine. And that happens a lot more than Pete Hendrickson ever tells people. Okay? And I've told Pete, look, I'm not talking behind him. So look, help your people. Talk to them. Give support. He refuses to talk to people. He refuses to give his people help. Here, talk to him. I didn't tell you to do that. He's the one that did it. Yes, he has checked on his website. True. And sometimes people did get their money. But do you want to take that chance? Go right ahead. I'm fine with it. It's your life and your money. But did he tell you that you took the
money? Question, Payman. Isn't that, you know, they're a paper tiger? That $5,000 frivolous penalty is a you know, junkyard dog, as some of them say, or the paper tiger. It's not legit. They can't apply it unless it's got all these qualifications to it.
What do you mean they can't apply it? Of course they can. Wait a minute, what do you mean they can't apply it? Of course they can't.
Meaning the rules for it.
All the time. Today I just talked to a guy with a pilot with a big airline. I had done this stuff for many years. And they, what they do, they penalize him year after year for doing the Pete Hicks and stuff like you're talking about. They throw lock and letters at him. They levy his paycheck. And then he goes, this other guy tried to get him out of this, and they're trying to get him from some tax years. I got to clean up the mess all these guys paid him. They overpaid. They keep taking out of his paycheck. So much he probably is owed refund. Even more than what the IRS says he owes, they kept saying out to the IRS. I mean, they can't do that. They do it all the time.
So their way is then it's just not filing whatsoever once they've – if you've done it in the past and you have filed, you can't get it back just in the future just to stop filing?
Yeah. It's very simple. Don't get greedy, okay? Greed is what gets – I know it'd be nice to get the money back. Look, I thought about doing it sometimes. Some kind of a process to get you withholding back. Every time I thought about it, I thought, the problem is those few that don't get the money back. They say, hey, Mon, what you told me didn't work. They're going to call me here on my friend of mine like you. I don't get to hide like Pete Henderson to hide. He doesn't answer his phone calls. He doesn't put his phone number out, does he? Can you? Can you call and talk to him? No.
No.
He has his forums. And you guys, the blind, try to help the blind. All you guys, the troubles, my method didn't work, help each other out. Give you no support. And I couldn't let myself do that to you. So I said, no, I'd rather just say, sorry, Let the bygones be bygones. From here forward, let's stop the withholding of your paycheck immediately. You can do that, folks. Again, it's for free on my website under Right, Free Yourself from Withholding. Right? It's there. Do it, and do it safely, do it correctly, and it works 100% of the time, everybody. All right, Kelly, any other questions? Oh, by the way, one more thing. When you do that, you make yourself a target to the IRS. When you don't file, you become one of those 80 million non-filers, which IRS have no idea where they are and has chosen to leave non-filers alone. They've chosen to leave non-filers alone. When you file, you're demanding attention from the IRS. Really?
Well, payment. What about
you want the IRS
what about
to
when
focus on you and maybe have you become a target of criminal investigation? Oh, I forgot about that. Another guy I know. I will not say where he's from. He's from a small state. He did say method, and guess what happened? IRS came after him criminally. The grand jury investigation. An indictment. Why? Because he said, "Hi, IRS! I'm all those patriots, tax protesters, but I'm volunteering for you to make me an example for the rest of the slaves to be go get in line. Don't make waves. Do what we tell you." What they do? How the IRS picks his targets to come after? You volunteered. Hi. Now you can say, "Hey, you volunteered too." Yes, you know what you could say? I volunteered for the IRS to come after me. But then again, I'm a very courageous guy from Iran. We had no freedoms. I said, what the heck is this? This is a free country. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We got to do something before it becomes like where I came from. So I said, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to teach and exercise my First Amendment rights. And I did it right by staying humble for many, many years. I referred people to other people who knew more than me until I learned it became better than them. Okay? So, and I knew they'd come after me, but guess what? I beat them. Okay? If they beat me, I'll beat them a lot more. Okay? So I knew that what I was getting into myself. Okay? But I'm not going to mislead anybody. And like the last caller, the David guy, who repeated himself more than once, would you want him, who's after $42, you be responsible for him? If your IRS messes with him, would you do that?
No.
That's why I don't do that.
Okay. All right, second question then.
Yeah.
You asked me, you said, was there another question, a side question to that? Sorry to interrupt you, payment. When the idea of this idea of not filing, isn't that contradictory of when you have employers reporting the IRS with 1099 saying, we paid this person X amount of money. They're making a claim for it. Don't you need to refute that, as Pete says?
Nope. No, I mean, it's not don't you need to. It's just that, first of all, there's no need. Why do you need to? Tell me why I need to do that. The employer
that's
is wrong.
I suspect it's because they're claiming that they, you know, like I have several. Like, I don't just have one employer. I have a bunch of them that I do work for. So I would have a bunch of these, and they're all reporting to the IRS saying, okay, we paid this person taxable money when in fact they did not pay taxable money.
Correct.
But don't you need to refute that? Say no, correct it, saying this is not true. That's bad payer
the
information.
Person, yes, you're right. I agree with you. You make a good point, actually. You make a very good point, Kelly. Yes, but the person who refutes is not the IRS. It's the third party, the employer, the third party who lied about you and said that he gave you taxable income. He's the one you got to go to. He's the one that made the false statement, right? So you got to go to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we have on our petitions, we have on our website, it's on the right, on the Keepers of Out of Prison petitions, okay? You scroll down and step five, right? Lawfully free yourself by writing U.S. Congress. You are protected from imprisonment with our petitions. They cannot punish you, okay? So that's why we do these petitions. They're all right here at the bottom of the page. Here we go. About individual income tax, employment taxes, self-employment taxes, and 1099 forms, okay? That's why you ought to send these to your congressman, okay? And you're saying, look, you need to stop this systematic lying and deception that the IRS has done on the employers across America and employees. And then what you are, if you want to do something, take these petitions that the congressman did not refute, take it to employer, take it to a third party. Hey, XYZ company, don't lie about me anymore. No more 1099s about me. That's a lie. Hey, Mr. Employer, the W-2 you said about me, it's a lie. Correct it. Correct it and don't do it again. That's what you should be going to, and this is the process to do it because you vetted your arguments by sending it to the lawmakers themselves. All three that must answer to you to make sure you're correct.
Are you actually hearing companies are doing that? They're actually stopping, you know, HR departments are stopping withholding, changing their,
yes,
you know, their forms?
Yes. Questions?
Nope. You've been awesome. Thank you for that.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Kelly, you sound like a pretty smart man, okay? And you make income from several sources, okay? So what I invite you to do, my friend, is because you are clearly intelligent, I could tell. Why don't you join our Restore Freedom Plan and tell others, and let's give you 50% reward of the first person's membership for you and telling others about the truth and helping them be free. Have you thought about that?
Yep, I have just recently. I'm just learning about you, educating myself. So I got a lot of people that need to know about this stuff.
How long ago did you hear about it? Was it recent or a few years ago?
Actually, I heard about you 2 months ago, but I haven't spent much time except really the last 2 weeks. And I started watching, you know, listening and watching video after video.
Okay. Be sure to start from the step 1-7, go over a little bit quick, briefly, and then go back in detail, and you find an answer. You're very bright. I can tell that. Kelly, thanks for being so studious and be committed to freedom. And thank your friend on my behalf for telling you about Freedom Law School, okay?
Roger that. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome, my friend. We have a 23 area code caller, 631 area code caller, phone while I call from area code 720, by the way. Michael, folks, is also, if you're not on the call, I'll cover you last. And Teresa and Elizabeth, hope you guys are waiting in line, right? I'm going to get your material if you're on there. Okay, let's see. 323 area code caller, give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Did you say 323 area code caller?
Yes.
It's Michelle, and I found out about you on the Alex Jones Show.
I've not been on Alex Jones' show. You mean
I'm
talk about?
I'm sorry, Sue Peters.
Sue Peters, okay. And what is
your
first name?
Michelle.
Yes. All right, Michelle, how may I help you?
I sent you an email. My mother passed away a year ago. And when she passed away, I was told I had to do her final taxes because I was the one who had to take care of everything. And so I filed her taxes. She was supposed to get a refund this year, and it would have come to me. And instead of a refund, I got a letter from the IRS last week saying that she owed back taxes from the year 2017, and she lived in another state, and I haven't lived at home since I was in high school. So because I filed her taxes, this is coming back to haunt me, unfortunately. I don't feel like I don't want to ignore the letter, but at the same time, because they want the bill to be paid almost, it's $2,750, and it's like, mm-hmm. I shouldn't be responsible for her back income tax because she was never under my supervision. Anyways, I need to know what my next step is.
It is not your debt. You don't owe it, okay? And IRS is mm-hmm. not going to come after you for such a small amount. Sorry, you were misled. You were deceived. You were lied to fill out those tax forms, hoping to get a refund. But no, there's nothing you can do at this time that would be productive except ignoring them and go on with your life. Stop filing 1040 income tax confession trap forms. Stop putting the rope around your neck. Stop withholding from your paycheck. If you've got your business, stop sending quarterly estimated payments to the IRS. Other than that, tell others about us, and we'll be able to pay you for telling others about how they can be free to drain the swamp at the same time, but stop paying income taxes that you never owed legally in the first place. Okay?
So, yes, and I hear you. Like, I'm still getting familiar with your website and everything. I know I saw you on another show. It could have been Steve Bannon, the beginning of the year as well, and started looking into it a little bit, but not thoroughly looking into it. But I was going to ask you, on that letter, as you can see, because I know I think Eric printed it out for you to go over me on the call, it says if I have a dispute, which I do, that I should call them, or they'll assume that I'm willing to pay this amount, and that if I ignore that, or if I don't get back to them, there's a risk of penalties, and I just don't. I spoke to a tax person last week, and they said, well, you could file for an abatement, which is Form 843, but to appeal, they tell you have to pay it, try and appeal the interest and try and appeal the penalties, but I'm hot-headed, and I'm, you know, so I was like, I don't know if I want to talk to them. Is there a better way to address this and just say, I'm not responsible for these taxes, leave me alone?
Teresa, these letters
are that's
dumb.
My mom's name.
I know it's your mom there. I see it. This is a dumb computer-generated level. You're Michelle. I'm sorry, Michelle. Nobody watching
okay.
you. They want you to believe that Robert there is watching you. He sent a letter to you. And if you don't call, Robert says, hey, Michelle didn't pay. I'm going to come after her. Take her paycheck and bank accounts. I'm going to take it with penalty and interest on top of that. Oh, no, Robert, at the IRS is going to take my money. That's what they want you to believe. It's a dumb computer.
Right.
Junk mail. No different than the junk mail getting in mail.
Okay.
To a supermarket to buy milk at a discount. No one's watching those things, but people read the letters, oh, penalty at interest, you're gonna come out to you. I'm having a heart attack. It's all garbage. Just ignore them. You know, okay? IRS, do you see my presentation? The IRS is not coming after non-filers. You know, look, you see, let me remind you of this, okay? Look at the chart. The green line is going and levying people's bank accounts and paychecks, taking their bank account paychecks. They've got that by over 90%. They're sending cases to toothless private collection agencies, 50,000, 70,000, to toothless private collection agencies. Why? Because IRS does not have enough manpower or computer knowledge to come after all these people that owe us money. So I think I got one of my students 4 years ago. This guy came to me with a $280,000 tax bill IRS didn't go after him. They farmed it out to a toothless private collection agency. That's how bad the IRS is.
Mm-hmm.
Most people were not forced to take the corona hoax jab. They were not. Some were forced because of their job, the healthcare workers, some government workers were forced, otherwise they lose the job. But most people who took the jab, they did it voluntarily. Why? Because they were brainwashed. There is a COVID-19 virus out there that's killing people en masse. If they close down society, we don't pass out, we don't all don't go by en masse. I'll stand in line and kick the jab to be safe. Same thing with the IRS.
Well, I didn't take the jab. I didn't take
Yeah, well,
it
don't
because...
take the IRS jab anymore. It's the same. The doctors are incompetent. They're not taught about health. Accountants, CPAs,
yep.
Nothing about tax law procedure. It's the same. The system
okay.
is corrupt. Medical system is corrupt. That's why they're killing you with a jab. And
yep.
so is accountants, CPAs. They're all corrupt. That's why they help you become slaves. Got it? Them
so
out of your mind
it.
As far as they've got any wisdom or knowledge. They don't. They don't know nothing about read the law, the Internal Revenue Code, they just pretend. There's a medical doctor who told you to get the jab. How ignorant can that doctor be to tell you to get the
yeah.
jab, right?
Well, they were paid. They're corrupt and they were paid. That's and they got a percentage for every person they got jabbed. So they were in on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So basically are you saying I shouldn't even respond to that letter even though I disagree?
Right.
I shouldn't respond.
I wouldn't. In fact, legally have no, it's not a, they will not even hear you. What's going to tell you? Say, hey, your mother owed the money. Yeah, you're going to make yourself more of a target.
Okay.
You're going to get in front of them and say, oh, Michelle, well, you took over your mother's debt. Sorry, you chose to do that. If it was a refund, you would have been happy to take the refund. Well, guess what? Now, if you took on her tax credits, you also take on her tax obligations of her. So tell us about your bank account and paycheck. Otherwise, we're going to take it from you by force. Come on, get scared. Get scared. I'm going to intimidate you until you tell me where your money is, or you voluntarily, give me all the information, I can take it from you. Do you want to put yourself in that position with an IRS agent?
No.
No, are you sure?
No,
I don't. Are you sure you don't want to put yourself in that position?
Yeah.
Then don't ask for their attention. Don't demand their attention on you. They're not, they can't get you in with this. 80 million non-filers. Did they worry about
let
you?
Let me ask you one more thing.
Sure.
So they had that, well, didn't the illegitimate president just hire 81,000 IRS agents? Didn't Congress just pass that?
You got to watch this video on step three. Why the hiring of 87,000 new employees is not a big deal whatsoever. Watch this video on step three. It's all there. See, I know this, folks. Okay, and the frequently asked questions on our website on the top, a lot of your common questions are answered, okay? How do I stop my employer from withholding from my pay? It's there, okay? You want to know this stuff, okay? How about this? How about the 87,000 new IRS agents to be hired? It's right there. They ain't no big deal.
Yep.
Okay, IRS is imploding. There are more than half the people are retiring. This is $8,700 per year to keep it from complete implosion. That's all it is. Okay?
Right.
So again, Fox News is not your friend any more than CNN or MSNBC, okay?
Yeah, I don't watch any of that garbage, which is why I called you. So, all right. Thank you so much, Damon.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Michelle. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Same with you. Same with you. And let's go now from Michelle to 61 area code caller, followed by a 630 area code caller. And then we have a caller from area code 720. Okay. So from area code 631, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yes. Hi, Payman. My name's Jack. I heard about you from Stu Peters about a little over a week ago. And I've been involved in researching this stuff. I've been through your whole site. I've been through a number of things for the past couple of years because I haven't filed a return. I didn't file one in 2019, 20 or 21, and well, now 22. And, I've been getting letters from them. You know, the paper tiger stuff or whatever. I got a letter in April of 21, you know, CP 518, and 422, I got a CP 531. And let's see, what else did I get here? A 3164X. And then on May of 23, I got a 964. And then right after that, they sent me a certified letter that they wanted me to sign for, and I hid in my closet, but you know, I didn't sign for it, and it sat in the post office for 2 weeks. It went back to them, and now I got another letter, which is, 3164E. You know, it's just all letters I'm getting, you know. But, going back to a 2019 return, I was in the hospital at the beginning of 20, you know, January 8th of 2020, right, you know. And then right after I got out of the hospital, we were hit with the lockdowns and all this stuff. And I intended at that point on paying everything, but I didn't because of that stuff. And then my parents were sick. My father recently passed away. My mother's a vegetable, and the jabs almost killed me also. But, it's nuts what they're doing. And I got a call from your office earlier today. I didn't call him back, but I'm going to do that tomorrow. I don't know what my question is. I'm just telling you, you know, what I'm going through with this. I think it's funny because I was audited back in 2008 and actually brought my former partner in. And he knows this stuff inside and out. And anytime they asked me something in IRS language, I would turn to my partner, Phil, and said, Phil, take it away, you know. And we ended up walking out of there. Two of us left, you know, but they were trying to hit me up for like $90,000 or something, and I ended up paying nothing at the time. But
so what's your question, Jack? You have a question for me?
Well, you know, I don't know what I guess they're just going to continue sending letters. What they did here in this last letter, as you know, this 3164 series of letters, basically they're going to
Stop. Don't show those numbers anymore. They mean nothing, those numbers. The heading of the letters, I can help you with that maybe with that scene, but the numbers are meaningless. You know, I'm not a code reader. First of all, you should not have rejected those certified letters. You should always pick up their letters to know what they are to challenge them properly.
I'm sorry, certified.
I know
letter,
they're certified, but the many set letters I sent out by certified. So which one was it? I don't know. What was it about? You don't know. So you should not reject the letters. Okay. Do you have an immediate problem I can help you with? Because I got people on the call waiting to get the question asked. What's your other concern, my friend?
Certified letter. I just wasn't about to sign for anything because of, not signing for anything.
You didn't know that. It's okay. From now on, you will. But besides that, do you have any other question I can help you with?
No, that's all right. Don't worry about it.
Sure?
They're just writing. They're saying they're going to contact, you know, people that I know now, you know, friends or whatever.
That's helpful. That letter you can ignore. I don't know the number of the letter. They changed those. But the content, that doesn't matter. Okay, good. That's just a nothing matter.
Yeah.
You're good.
But I think it's kind of funny because I don't know who they're going to contact. I'm self-employed. I've been working from my home since 1993. And I've been paying everything all along. And now they're going to contact friends. They try to contact my former partner. I think, you know, he's passed away. You know, so is my father. I don't know. My mother's a vegetable, like I said, so I don't know, you know, what they're going to do. You know, I'm just curious if they were going to do anything like as far as property or banks. you know, banking.
No. So I mean, I don't know what you got going on to even answer without seeing your paperwork. You know, but probably not. But I got to see your paperwork. You can do a private one-on-one consultation if you want. We can help you. Look, here's a get help page on our website, okay? So besides going to our website and say the seven steps, besides the frequently asked questions that will answer a lot of your questions, besides the videos and writing a call here, okay, our blog has a few things, not a lot. Call us back. My people will try to help you, okay? Of course, you're calling right now, but you may want to do a one-on-one private consultation, okay, so that now I can look at all your paperwork, which you got, me and one of my trained activists, and give you a more clear, definite answer, my friend. That's your concern. I don't care if it's this much or this much. I can do it all in one hour.
I signed up on your site, and I'm on step four, or just about on step five or whatever. You know,
good.
And like I said, I'm pretty knowledgeable about all the laws and all the other stuff. So, because I've been looking at this for a couple of years. That's but I got you. I'll give your office a call tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, call back. Who called you? Do you remember the name?
No, it just said Freedom Law School, whatever.
Was it a man or a woman?
I don't know. Nobody left a message.
Oh, they didn't mess. Okay, just call us back tomorrow. Tell me you're calling them back. Okay, it probably was George, I'm guessing. But that's okay. It's probably George. Ask for him, and he'll help you further, my friend. Okay, Jack?
Hey, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Take care.
Okay, we have calls from area code 360720 and then 505. I'm going to get you all of you guys. Be patient. From 630 area code, give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, Piedmont, this is Kurt. Yeah, I think I've heard you on YouTube at first, and I've seen you on social media. My question is this. I'm self-employed. I have not incorporated as a business, and I charge my clients through credit card processing such as Square and PayPal. Now, Square and PayPal, they send my earnings or my, you know, what I charge to the IRS. Is there any way to stop that?
Yes and no. Again, the petitions that we got on our website, let me show you. Here we are, right. Petitions, okay? The one about 1099. The bottom, okay? Self-employed and 1099. That's what relates to all this nonsense that they 1099 all this stuff. And you can go to these third parties and say, look, stop doing that. The problem is these Square and these big corporations, they're a bunch of walls. You can only maybe email them. At most, talk to a off-the-street clerk who says, I don't know, this is the way we do it. That's all I'm told. Get out of here. Sorry, I got to go. Bye-bye. You know?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter. Let me show you why again. That's why step three on our website is so important. Let me go. Step three is so important. Realize that the IRS is mostly bluff. But IRS is not using this video. The IRS left us alone, okay, in step three. The reason this is important, here we go, right here, this video. It shows you right there, even if they have those 1099s from third parties, like Square, or PayPal, or Venmo, or whoever, it doesn't matter. They don't use them.
Okay.
They just want you to believe that they will use them. Like IRS destroyed about 30 million 1099 records. They just dumped them about a year and a half ago. They must be so incompetent they don't have enough hard drive space on their computers. They have to dump the records. Apparently so. Because there's really no legitimate reason for you to dump a bunch of information because hardware space is so cheap. But apparently IRS, the antiquated computers are so screwed up, they have to dump them. Okay? So it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay? Watch.
Thank you.
Step three videos. This step three is about you got to realize the IRS is mostly bluff. Focus on step. If you got step one done, step two, realize IRS is mostly bluff. We, the American people, outnumber them 100,000 to 1. Ooh, I'd rather show you guys this tonight. Okay. Look at this. U.S. United States Tax Courts. This is the tax court judges in America, U.S. tax court judges, right? And guess what? This is only 30 human beings. That's it. 30 human beings who do trials for over 330 million Americans and huge corporations. And the state tax, and gun tax, and employment taxes, and, you know, corporate taxes, everything. There's not even one judge per state. There's no way these guys can come after all of us. The IRS knows that. The judges cannot handle it. There's only human beings can only handle so much. That's why they cannot come after all of you. Okay? They have to rely on brainwashing you that high. Corona back jab. You better get it, otherwise you might die of corona. You better file. Otherwise, we're going to put you in jail and take your tax forms, you know, and tax and bank account. You know we know about you because you got your 1099. We know about your W-270 job. We're watching you. Oh, yeah. Bunch of hooey. 80 million non-filers. 30 cash code judges with 80 million non-filers. How did they drag all of you before the 30 judges? Okay?
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You are most welcome, Kurt.
Okay.
Area code 720 caller, followed by area code 505 caller. Give me your first name, 720 caller. How you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there? Call from area code 720. You are live at Freedom Law School.
Is it me?
Okay. Yes, that's you. Me. Yes, you. What's your name?
I'm Dylan. I heard about you from David Rodriguez from the Santa Cruz Voluntarius.
Very good. He was a good man.
Yeah. He is. He's doing some good work in the world.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm wanting to move out of the country and gain some residence elsewhere. How can I move my money out of the United States without anybody thinking that I'm laundering money?
Well, let me ask you a few questions. First
okay.
of all, okay, how old are you, how much money you got, and why you want to leave the United States?
I'm 29. I have, let's just say, when I actually execute on this plan, I plan on having somewhere between $10,000 to $100,000, and I'm wanting to leave the United States to get a better life and explore the world and such.
Where do you live?
Right now I live in Colorado.
Colorado. What do you want to leave the United States? What are your top three reasons for leaving the United States, and what do you want to go to?
Well, the United States seems to be quite financially insolvent, unable to pay its debts. Also, the population demographics are extremely unfavorable for financial stability, and it seems as though a financial collapse is in the United States' future. Now, what year and how long in the future, I do not know, but I do not wish to be here when that occurs.
Okay. Well, you know, my background is in economics and finance and politics since I was a young man. I'm with the University of California, economics, finance. I got my degree in business. And I learned about the money cycle. The Federal Reserve, the banks create money out of thin air. It causes booms and busts. Okay, I predicted this 2008 crash. I knew it was coming. And I'm telling you right now, today is like 2006. Another crash is coming. We're due. Okay?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you this. As much as they messed with America, they have messed America up. America is so resilient, so rich in resources. We have the most usable land of any country on earth. China is a bunch of desert. Russia is a bunch of cold Siberia. Okay? Canada is a frozen thing. Australia is a bunch of a desert also. Brazil is still mostly a dense jungles. It's so resilient. Despite them messing us up, it's the greatest country on earth. And we have a federal system, which means all the states in America are united as sovereign states, and the federal government has only certain powers to delegate. So you can choose to go to a communist state like New York or California or Hawaii, or stay the newly communist state of Denver, Colorado. It's becoming, sadly, they took one over that state, Colorado. Or to come to one of more freedom-oriented states like Tennessee, New Hampshire. And the number one free state is Florida. By far, Florida is the freedom state. You don't need to go escape to some in Bahama or Central American country out there, Costa Rica or something out there. You don't need to do that. Or Mexico, which is a narco state. You can be right here in America. In Florida. So, during the corona hoax, where I live, no restaurant or business was ever required to close. Never. I never walked into any supermarket or store where I live in my county and ever had to put a mask on to shop. Now, where you come from, obviously, the problem is not America as much as where you have been living at. There's no reason for you to leave the United States, number one. Number two, $10,000 to $100,000 is not that much money. Your money's fine in America. And you know, if you're a friend with Dave Rodriguez, that you can buy some gold or crypto, some Bitcoin and Ethereum, you'll be fine. Gold is going to keep its value, and Ethereum and crypto and Bitcoin are going to go up even better. That's why BlackRock is even getting into crypto. Right? They know the future. You know about this stuff. You don't need to put your money in some, you know, some foreign bank, and if they rip you off, you have to take on a lawyer to sue the bank, and then the lawyer might end up ripping you off on top of that. Why? You know? You've been around to these people who've given up hope. Because they don't know. They don't have to leave America. I'm from Iran. I know what lack of freedom is like. You don't need to go over there. That's the best place still in America to be. And I came from the Communist Republic of Mexicania, California used to be, to the free state of Florida. Because I saw that place going down fast. And Florida was the best state to live. You don't take your money out of the United States. You don't get another passport or citizenship. There's no need about whatsoever. Okay? Stay right. Come to Florida. Why don't you come to Florida? Let me ask you, have you looked at Florida as an option?
I have been to Florida. I was in Florida, I think, in February 2020. No, it was 2020. And, you know, it was quite warm. And the thing is, my body has collapsed multiple times from heat exhaustion. I can't exactly be in the hotter climates.
Okay, then go to South Dakota. South Dakota is a free state, no state income tax, and it's cold. Here you go. America has options. Or New Hampshire. They're both good. But you don't need to leave America, my friend. Focus instead on your business, on your career, getting married and have children. Same thing with Dave Rodriguez, I told him. Yeah, I'm 60 years old. Focus on having a family. Young people in America are not having children like you and Dave, and that's why we have a demographic problem. You're not getting married having children. Stop having so many girlfriends. Find one who want to get married and settle down. You're that old, that age now. 29 is a good time to get married. You got a little savings too? Good for you. Kudos to you. Okay, you don't need to go out there. Stay right here. And as far as Florida, I would go only to northern Tampa area. It's cooler. Okay, or a little, maybe Gainesville area. You like that also there perhaps. But it's cooler here. But if you like cold, definitely I would recommend you consider. And New Hampshire is not as good as it used to be because a lot of people from Massachusetts are going up there, destroying it. South Dakota is much, much better. It's a good free state. Try that. Any other questions?
How do you suppose that the millennial generation, which is smaller than the boomer generation, is going to support them during their years of retirement? And also, how is Gen Z, which is a smaller generation than the millennials, going to support the millennials?
Why would any generation need to support any generation? I'm not a generation. I'm a human being. So are you. I don't see the world in its classifications of white and black and Jews and Christian and Muslim and homo and straight and all these categories. It doesn't matter. I don't even look at it that way. Why worry about that? Focus about you, your life. What's your line of work? What do you do for a living, Dylan?
Yeah. That I know, and you are speaking my – well, okay, a third question if you have some time.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So I agree that the United States definitely has plenty of usable land. However, the federal government, through the use of agencies like the Forest Service and the Bureau of Land Management, have seized very, very large swaths of this land, and they've made state parks out of many other swaths of this land. So usable if the government didn't own it, but what about now that it does and the people do not have access to the ownership?
Look, the world is huge, okay? You act as if we all – what city you come from? Where do you live? In Denver, where do you live in, Dylan?
I live close to Denver, in the Denver metropolitan area.
Yeah, Denver, yeah, city is metro, yeah. Look, I'm going to show you Bangladesh, okay? That's one of the most densely populated countries on earth, okay? Bangladesh. Okay? You see right here?
Okay.
Now, it's got like – it was way dense. Okay, and you think, oh, this dead country, it's most, even there, is mostly empty land. Here's Dhaka. See that? That's the capital of Bangladesh. So all these great areas, these are cement jungles, but people live in them. But guess what? A lot of green areas you see out there in Bangladesh, emptiness, not much there. You see? It's still a lot of emptiness out there. Okay? All over the world, I'm going to show you now the satellite layers. Look at this. Empty. Empty. People got to get the heck out of the big cities. America has plenty of country. Look at Dhaka now. See that? You see? If you get close, you see, oh, it's a cement jungle. There it is, just like Denver and Denver Metro. Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, my gosh. Apartments, cement jungles, right? On top of each other. But when you go out, oh man, even Bangladesh has a lot of land. Doesn't matter all the games they play. There's so much empty land out there. Just go on a plane and look down and go on Google Maps like I had to look around. Okay? And you don't need to hear there's plenty of land out there. Don't buy the nonsense of the media about earth warming and it's a small place and overpopulation and a lack of foods. No. The problem is we want to be convenient. As one of my friends, young friends told me, a millennial, in Irvine, California, all the cool restaurants are here. All the cool places are there. All the cool people are here. All the cool activities are here. Well, guess what? So is all the cool cesspool in the city. You know, with a bunch of communist Democrats. Right? Cities are communist because people only see cement jungles that surrounded themselves with, like here. And they think that we need to have a central or powerful government to tell us how to live, how we're going to kill each other, right? You know, these people in apartments, side by side. That brings communism. You are volunteers, like Dave Rodriguez. Go to country suburbs. Go to country, and you'll find the freedom looking for right here in America. Come to Central Florida. Come to country suburbs, like where I'm in Hernando County. Look at Brooksville, Florida. Or even north of us if you want to see. Man, last thing's out here. Not a problem. Dylan, any other questions?
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome, son. Let's go to Kurt. Let's see now. I think we have one more call from America 505. Let's put the call number on the screen if you have a question. Call 657-383-1755. And on the telephone keypad, press 1. I take your question. By the way, folks, we got the new brochures, Restore Freedom. We should put it on our website for a free download. People can see it at least. This is on there. Where? Where is that? What's step 2? Step 7. Okay. No law requires 99% of Americans to file income taxes. It says Restore Freedom. Never again voluntarily to pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed. So the 7 steps are out here. Okay. Put your name and phone number or contact information here. And when someone, you pass it on to Dylan, you're going to get 50% of the first year membership when they sign up. You have to sign up first yourself, of course. Go to the Restore Freedom Plan. Tell others, okay? We send these to you at no charge. Pass them out to people, my friend, okay? If the membership is only 2,000 minimum, you get 1,000. If the membership is 10,000, you get half that, 5,000. If the first membership is 1,000,000, you get half of that, 500,000. Yes. Talk to people, folks. Get it out to us. Restore Freedom brochures and pass them to others. So after 505 area code caller, we have another caller now from area code 223 and another one from area code 321. Next, I'll take calls one after another. 505 caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question.
Hello, my name is Tice, and I heard of you guys through a family member.
What did you say? Amazon? Family member. Okay, family member. Great. All right, Tice. How may I help you, my friend?
Well, I've got a couple questions. The first one that I had was with regards to a passport. Are there any repercussions with regards to your eligibility for, you know, foreign travel and potential issues that could come up with your passport if you stop paying taxes?
Nope. Bottom line is that if you owe the IRS over $55,000, the filer or non-filer, they could suspend your right to passport, okay, which is should be challenged more in the courts, in my opinion. But, you know, even for that to happen, but that would be years away. I could guarantee if you stop filing at an absolute minimum, that would not happen against you for like 8-9 years. At the minimum, if ever, okay, if you come just clean. You travel a lot, what's your concern? You make a lot of money, you have to travel internationally a lot. Why is that such a big issue for you, Tice? How old are you?
It isn't a particular issue that I had, but my family member was interested in the repercussions that it could have for their travel.
Well, your family member should be calling, asking questions for himself rather than going through you.
He was trying, but he couldn't get his phone to connect.
Well, bottom line is this. Look, I'm going to make it easy for you guys because here. Look, here's step two. Okay? Your relative is putting a rope around his own neck. You did it to yourself, IRS says, when you fill out the 1040 income tax confession trap form. Okay? Really? When he signs the 1040 IRS form 1040, it's a confession from that you owe the IRS money. And you claim that you owe the IRS money. You are putting an arrest around your neck. You give the IRS power to audit you, empty your bank account, because you say you owe the IRS money. You say, I owe you this much under oath. You do that. And non-filer doesn't do that. He doesn't say, I owe you anything. The IRS must come after him, but they don't. Come after non-filers. The filers on those say, I owe you money, IRS. Okay? So that's why you give them the power to audit you, empty your bank account, steal your money, and put you in prison. So you risk that when you file a confession form, you put the rope around your neck. Your relative does that, gives it to the IRS. Just like you see in this cartoon, this is reality, folks. This ain't no exaggeration. That 1040 form is what endangers your property and your right to your passport travel more than anything else. Okay? Any other questions, Tice?
Hello?
Yes, anything else?
Oh, yes, I did have another question. So, you said that you've had a plethora of cases that you guys have battled with the IRS and that the vast majority you guys have been successful. And I was wondering what, like, the top three or five most common reasons for someone to lose a case are.
People have come to me over the years with a pre-existing problem. I'll tell you, the people they lose is because they didn't start with me clean. I've never had anybody who came to me clean. Hey, Paymon, I'm going to stop filing with you for the first time, do the right with you. I've helped people for over 20 years. Never had one person like that who started with me and stayed with me ever had their bank account levied, paycheck levied, their home or property, anything taken. Never had that. So the biggest problem is people on their own do whatever they do. Then they got a mess. They come to me. I'll take them in. But I can't guarantee I win for them. A lot of times I do, but not always. So, for example, I got one of my victories on my website is on step four. Let me see. I can show it to you. This guy came to me with a pre-existing mess. Did I have it on here? Let me see. And he's a student now, but I still beat for him the case. Where's the 4.6 million dollar victory? We got to put that on top. There was a victory, the big ones. Yeah, it's not, we got to reorganize our victories in a way that bigger ones are not. They're making no peace. We got to redo that. But I got to organize this a little bit better. But I'll just tell you, I was absent for $4.6 million. That was about 15 years ago. So over $10 million in today's money. And I beat him. Made it all zero. Now, can't think anybody's case do that? No. But yeah, the reason I didn't win all the cases because it came to me with the existing mess I could not always get them out of. Does that answer your question? Tice, are you good? Okay.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. You good?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very good. We have two more callers, and it goes 223 and 321. This is the number on the screen one more time. If you have anybody else have any questions, please call the number on the screen, 657-383-1755, and on your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. Press 1. Add the call number on the screen if you have a question. 223 area code caller, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Call number 220 area code caller, give me your first name. I heard about us.
Turn your computer volume down. Just listen to me on the phone, not the computer, so it doesn't echo. Are you there? Turn it down. Otherwise, I'm going to go to the next caller. Are you there? America 223? I don't think he's there. Let's go to the next caller from America 321. We'll come back to him. Maybe he'll come back momentarily. He must have gone to do something else. He'll be back shortly. From 321 area code, my friend, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi there. My name is Mark. Thanks for taking my call. I just saw you all on Rumble on your live stream, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, you just came across us right now on Rumble?
Yeah.
For the first time just right now?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I'm curious, how did you, what did you look for on Rumble to came across us like this? What were you looking for?
Yeah, I was just scrolling through the live streams, and I saw y'all.
Okay, you saw the live stream. Okay, very, very good, my friend. Well,
yeah.
How can I help you? How much of our presentation did you see? How much did you catch? How much did you miss?
I think I've caught maybe the last 20 to 30 minutes.
Okay, well, then you missed a lot. All right.
Yeah, I'll have to go back and rewatch.
So you want to go to our website, freedomlawschool.org. That's what you want to do, my friend. I'll bring it on my screen, okay? Freedomlawschool.org. We're about restoring freedom. You'll never again have to voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed. That's our front page. So you just scroll down, and when you go there, you see it says take these seven steps to free yourself of virus, deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free with a lifetime guarantee. And seven steps
Raw
right here. Okay. So, and then you saw the list here. And if you go here on the box, click on the box, start the seven steps. That starts you right here. Okay, on this process, you scroll down. Okay. There we go. There the are steps are the step one. Follow the law, right? And there's more. You see it all right there. And you can be free. So I suppose you have a question right now because you didn't know about us. But what I say is that the only people required to file income tax are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and federal workers and contractors. That is it. Rest of us, we've been deceived to pay federal income taxes that we never owed in the first place. I haven't filed income tax for over 30 years openly, teaching others. IRS knows about me. I've been under criminal and civil and other investigations at the same time since 1994, and I'm free. I'm teaching others to do the same. Now, one of my students who started with me not filing his income tax and stayed with me has ever gone to prison, never had any of them, their bank account or paychecks levied or any of their property taken. So go to freedomlawschool.org and start your way to freedom now. Do you have any questions while you're at it right now, or are you good for right now?
Yeah. Yeah, I did have a question, and I think what you're doing is good because I think if there were more of you, we could get some case laws, you know, put in place to back up what you're saying because, I mean, it's accurate. What you're saying is accurate. I agree with that. There's just not enough fighters out there.
Well, you're one of them, apparently. So I'm going to empower you.
Yeah. So I did have a question. So I have my own business, and I run it through a S-Corp status. It's an LLC, single member. And so I got all that, ratified and everything. And it's a trading business, so I'm a day time frame trader. And I'm about to start distributing money to myself. And my main question is, you know, what's the best way to do that in order to prove income if I have to show to like a bank or a rental property, if I want to get a loan, whatever, and they want to see like what's my income, what's the best way for an LLC or S corp person to distribute income to themselves? Is, you know, a 1099 or a W-2? Like, I'm not too familiar with that side of it.
Okay, what do you want? You want to show bank? You have income? That's the part I didn't catch. Why do you want to show income at all? Why do you even need to show income at all? Just take your money and live on it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what my end goal is long term. But for now, like, I'll need to rent another property in the near term coming up. And so I just want to get prepared to show, because the proof of income that they require is typically, you know, last two pay stubs or something like that, last 3 months.
Just put the money in your bank account. The bank deposit shows enough, you have enough money going in there. You can afford to pay them, whether you make $5,000 or $50,000 on the average deposit in your bank account. It shows what it is. That's good enough.
Okay. So I don't have to worry about the FICA nonsense with Social Security tax and all this.
You can dump that S-Corp LLC. You don't need it at all to begin with. You can have a regular LLC, but you don't need S-Corp. The S-Corp does not need to file anything at all whatsoever and report on yourself a 1099 or K-1, whatever you do. No need for any of that at all. Stop all that. You can stop taking out of your own paychecks, FICA taxes. You can stop all that completely. Unemployment, FICA, all, you can stop it all. Just keep it all. It's your money.
Okay. And so you don't even need to worry about estimated tax payments and stuff that medium small business owners have to pay quarterly estimates or whatever to the IRS that they claim.
Why?
And then you get penalized if you don't and all that.
You know why? Because.
Why?
Okay, here on my website. The video on the website is not coming up, by the way. Because based on the official legal website of the U.S. government, no law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income taxes. You can see the proof in the 9-minute video that's below. It's not coming up right now. I don't know why it's not coming up. No problem with that. There's a video right there that shows. There we go. That came up right here. Start with this 9-minute video. And then these two other very short videos, about 6 minutes each, 6-7 minutes, these two short videos there. Okay. And then these three little smaller ones are more detailed versions of these three short videos. Okay.
Okay.
Start with that. You never owed any of these taxes at all whatsoever to the IRS to begin with.
Okay. Yeah, I'll check them out.
Okay. There you go. Congratulations. Your search paid
Thank
off.
You.
You're looking for Truth and Freedom on Rumble? You found it.
Yeah.
How old are you, by the way,
Mark? I'll tune in again.
How old are you? You sound pretty young.
Yeah, I'm just approaching my 30s, so.
30s. Okay, very good. Good job. Keep going. Keep doing a
Thanks.
Good job. Okay? You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
All right, one more
Take
time.
Care.
We're going to go back to call from America 223. See if he answers. He's gone, actually, isn't he? Yep. Let's see. They call for Article 505. I wonder if he has another question. You know, Tice, let's see if he has another question. Tice, 505 Article call. Do you have any question, Tice, or you're good? You're good? Okay, I don't hear him, so he must be good. Well, I got other people with questions. We got Michael, who sent a tax from 2020, but he's not here. We need to answer his question about why. He's got this 2020 tax return that's been filed that shows that about $62,000 is owed by him for 2020. I see that, but I don't know what the question is. Oh, there we go. Okay. Well, I don't know what this is. This is not a question. This is something else. Somebody sent me. I don't know what that is. Let's see. I think there is a notice of deficiency here we got here from an Elizabeth from 2018 for about $10,000 plus penalty and interest that was issued December 2022. the penalty and interest, it was about almost $13,000. And the last day to challenge this tax proposal of the IRS was March 2023. So I'm afraid it's a little bit old. You cannot challenge them now. Elizabeth wrote a letter to the IRS saying I'm exercising my right to exempt myself from taxes. Well, you cannot just quite do that, okay? So that was not the proper procedure to challenge them. As a result, IRS sent a letter to her in May of 2023 that she owes the IRS about $14,000. So then, let's see. That's pretty much, they have a highlighted part about removing penalties, but that doesn't matter. You don't owe the money in the first place at all, Elizabeth. So we should contact me soon. You could maybe challenge them in tax court previously, but right now that's done anyhow. So it doesn't really matter at this point. That's a done deal. So let's go to the call. We have America 223. He's on the call. Maybe he's available now. One more try. From 223 area code. Turn your volume down on your computer. Okay, so we don't have an echo. And then tell me your first name and then your question, if you have any.
Yes. My name is Kayvon Darren. I'm calling from the state of Pennsylvania.
Kayvon. How do you spell your first name?
Yes, it's K-E-E-V-O-N.
That's an interesting name. Where is that from, Kayvon?
I'm not so sure. My aunt called. She called me that name when I was a babe. I don't know the meaning of it.
Okay. And how did you hear about Freedom Lost, Kayvon?
Yes. Long story short, I would tune in to Diamond and Silk show on Rumble and other platforms, and then you appeared on the show.
Mm-hmm.
What caught my attention is the issue of the tax, filing the 1040 tax that has eject millions of Americans, and I'm one of the individuals that had to deal with annually.
Continue, Ann. So what's your question?
Yes, I spoke with George, Mr. George. And he referred me to this session. I wanted to ask you, I have a W-2 form that I haven't filed yet. And I feel that I feel like I'm running out of time and I don't know what's going to happen. In the state of Pennsylvania, I understand that based on the videos, especially the first one, the definition for United States citizen, that it does not apply to me living outside of D.C. Mm-hmm. And I found that I've been deceived the whole time because I owed the IRS, you know, money, especially last year. And I do have a question. I'm going to make this quick. Should I request a file extension or, cause they're expecting the returns to be furnished.
Well, the time to file for an extension was by April 15th. So it's too late to do that. What you want to do is to go to our website, freedomlawschool.org, on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Keep yourself out of prison petitions. Click on that, on petitions, okay, which is step five. Write to the lawmakers about the law. And you can lawfully free yourself by writing to U.S. Congress. You are protected from imprisonment with our petitions, okay? And you petition U.S. Congress to stop renegade government insiders misapplying the various federal income taxes. So you should, these petitions, I explain to you what to do, what they're all about, in a written format. There are instructions for every petition there for you to follow, okay? And so just follow the instructions here, and they are do-it-yourself petitions to Congress. You can do yourself if you want to. There's three of them, okay? Or if you want, okay, if you join the Restore Freedom Plan, we will do them, mail them out for you. So if that's what you want to do, you want to make a record about individual income taxes, for example. Here it is. Okay. Here's an example. You see it's written, fill in the blank to your two U.S. senators and your House of Representative member. And you ask them, you give them justification for a congressional investigation of unlawful collection of individual income taxes. Okay? So you share your amazing discoveries about the income tax that you want to consider, what you discovered. And you believe that they're going to want to share this findings with the Congress members to do something about it. Okay? Because they could be instrumental in correcting a couple of critical misunderstandings about income tax laws that have for many decades led to terrible injustices on citizens of 50 states for over 75 years. While the principal officers of the IRS, U.S. Department of Injustice, DOJ, and some federal judges, collectively called government renegades. In it, the federal income tax law is deciphered, clarified what it is, but it does not mean what it did say. The laws are quoted exactly verbatim government's official legal websites. Okay?
Yes.
And then they also attached, listed and attached at the end of these petitions. Okay? And then at the end of the petitions, what you do is very simple. The language that you're telling them that, you know, if by reading your letter with the officially published government laws attached, you show that you have somehow misinterpreted these government laws and decision court cases, that you do not owe federal income taxes, that you do owe federal taxes, you will gladly pay all taxes due and you'll consider such payments your fair share. You're not evading taxes. You're willing to pay your fair share if they can show you you're wrong. Ask them if their independent research shows that you're right, that income tax does not apply to the average Americans like you in the 50 states. You urge them to tell other Congress members about this and see if they agree to that. It's justified for them to conduct an investigation, to expose the truth about this government renegade conspiracy and put an end to their impoverishing of Americans by this unlawful collection of income taxes. Okay? So you set the record, okay, read it all there, and about why you are not going to file an income tax anymore. We do that on your own if you want to. It's there for free. You can do it by yourself or join our Restore Freedom Plan. We guarantee you that I will keep your ass off your back completely. And you have peace of mind. You have two ways to go about this. I help you with the question, Yvonne.
I got number step five. I will definitely follow up on that after this session is over. Just one more question. Freedom Law School. My intention is to be part of it. There's just one thing that I'm concerned. Life, where it says number five, lifetime guarantee, paragraph three. It says that Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Alabama, and Mississippi, they are in the category of complying with the tax law.
No.
So does
I'm not
that
sure
mean
you read it on my website, but what I do say about is that these four states that claim to have a state income tax, their state income tax is independent and separate of the federal government. Every state in America is a separate country. Eight states like Florida do not have a state income tax at all. They don't claim to have one. But the other 42 that claim to have a state income tax, only four of them have a system that's independent from the federal government's laws and forms. The other 38 states that said we follow the federal government forms and or federal laws. So you are from Pennsylvania, so you must pay the Pennsylvania state income tax because, again, every state in America is a separate country. We are 50 United countries, 50 United States in a union. That's why the president every year gives to Congress a state of the union address. Each state has its own legislature that makes laws, its own governor or executive branch, and its own independent judiciary and Supreme Court. So Pennsylvania has chosen to be that way. If you don't like it, you can leave Pennsylvania, come to a different country in the union, like the country of New Hampshire, Texas, Tennessee, Florida, and others that do not pay any tax. Any other questions?
No, not really, sir. But I feel that I should petition the U.S. Congress concerning my dealings with the system, the IRS.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Safely, legally, and with confidence.
That's right. And so you can do it on your own if you want to. It's all there for free. You can keep 100% of your money. But if you want to join Restore Freedom Plan and its members to join hands as Americans, restoring honest, responsive, and limited government to the United States of America, you get all these lifetime guarantees and benefits. Number one, you drain the D.C. swamp. Number two, you are not going to prison guaranteed because we follow the law as found on U.S. government's official legal websites every time. We provide custom responses to IRS letters if and when necessary. Okay? We provide you unlimited consultations, no extra charge. Any CPA attorney that may be needed, we pay for them. It's all included. And if you want, you can even get paid by telling other people about us. So it's right there, step six.
Yes.
If you have further questions, Kevon, go to call our office, call back George, and you spoke with him and he'll help you with other questions you may have as well. Okay? And if you cannot answer,
yes,
he put you on the phone with some of my more experienced activists at Freedom Law School. And they can answer other questions as well. You don't have to wait a whole week for me to answer your questions. Okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Very good. Any other questions, Kevon?
Nope. Nothing further, sir. Thank you for your time and opening up doors for American people.
You're welcome, my friend. I appreciate you calling. Thank you, brother. Okay.
Thank you.
One more time, the call numbers on the screen. If you have a question, 657-331-7555, and on your keypad, press 1. Oh, by the way, I'll be at the Red Pill Expo in Des Moines, Iowa. Invite me earlier to talk about that, okay? You see you there, folks. If you want to come see me speak, along with a bunch of other great freedom speakers, redpillexpo.org. Type it there, okay? And it's going to be August 12th and 13th, okay, in Des Moines, Iowa, the Red Pill Expo, okay? And you see they got all these speakers they got here. I'll be there as well, along with these great speakers you see on their website. And it's very affordable. If you cannot be the person, folks, that's okay. You can, you know, do it by a video. You can watch it there. And on Monday following, I'll do a whole class, okay, about restoring freedom. So that's also available there. Also, I'll be in Las Vegas. I'll be at the Reawaken America tour in Las Vegas. I'm going to bring up the website right now, August 25th and 26th. Okay, let's see. Where is it? Reawaken America tour. I'm not sure why it's not Awaken. I think I misspelled it. Let's try it again. He should come up to. There we go. No. Where is it? Las Vegas. Here we go. That's it. Yep, that is it. So August 25th, I'll be in Las Vegas with Clay Clark, put you together. And you can go to thrivetimeshow.com. Thrivetimeshow.com. Go there to get your tickets there. Remember, the Red Pill Expo is at redpillexpo.org, okay? With that, folks, yes, we got one more thing. Oh, we got a question. We got a written question online. People are asking. Let me see. This person says, is it important to send the correct form letter, self-employed, et cetera, to the representatives? Well, of course, you want to send the correct letter. You want to send all of the petitions we have on step 5. And we have 3 different petitions to send to Congress. All 3 of them you should send out on individual income taxes, employment taxes, self-employment taxes, and 1099s. Yes, you should send all 3 of them. And if you send them only one time in your life, is good. Keep a record. Copy of the petition and all the attachments. You must keep all the attachments. Also, make sure you have the certified green slip that you can stand by the post office. Keep that in your records also, because you, on the road 5 or 25 years from now, that's going to be your defense. What you're doing, you want to keep that in your records, okay? Now, someone else asked, didn't Biden just add 87,000. Okay, before that, how do I get credit processing companies to stop reporting myself to the IRS? I covered that earlier. Sorry, you cannot do that right now. Okay, you can write to them. You send these petitions, okay, about the third one, about self-employment taxes on 1099s, and send the congressman that's involved with them that, look, you should not be having these 1099s. Be sent to the IRS. But unfortunately, right now, they don't listen. So it doesn't matter. It's not a big deal if they do it right now. Okay? The IRS doesn't use these 1099 information at all to begin with. You'll be fine. Okay? Now, next person says, did Biden administration just add 87,000 IRS agents to the department? And the answer to that question is no. Go to step 3 on our website. Realize the IRS is mostly bluff. We, the American people, outnumber them 100,000 to 1. Okay? So you go to this page. You need to go to this page IRS is mostly bluff. Okay? So you go through this, and in fact, on this page, I have a video on the 87,000 IRS agents. No. IRS is losing agents fast. There's only about 80,000 of them. Vast numbers of them are merely clerks who type in data on a computer and mundane work. Okay? Only about 20,000 of them are halfway intelligent, maybe auditors, collection agents, special agents, managers, lawyers, that's it. And so over half of IRS employees are right now eligible for retirement and are leaving fast. They're trying to hire 8,700 agents each year for 10 years to replace these agents that are leaving 60, 65, 70 years old, older, experienced agents are leaving. They're hiring a bunch of newbies who take many years of training to be effective whatsoever. Okay, so you need to watch this video in more detail on step three. I put it there exactly for this reason. Next question, someone asked, do I have to send all three form letters? Yes, you have to send all three petitions to your congressman. One time is enough. Each letter to your three lawmakers in U.S. government. One, House of Representative member, and your two U.S. senators. You must do that. That's the proper way to go. All right. No more questions, looks like. Very well. Thank you all. I love you all. And I hope you realize that this is not an accident. You were meant to live free. You were looking for freedom. You found it. Go to Freedom Law School on your drive to and from work. When you have you something to eat, put your smartphone up. Listen to it in your drive, as your lunch and dinner, watch it, and you can free your mind. And you can get out of the matrix of lies, start living free, and work together with all of us as Americans, have America be a free country as well at the same time. Go to freedomlawschool.org for more.
One of the four different
versions. Yep. Let me do that. This one that was sent, looks like that was sent for Dr. Lee Merritt, I think, about this doctor was indicted by the government. She texted me about it. That's what did the country. Yeah, it was a dentist. Yeah. Mm-hmm.